baseball man. Who wants to be champ?
Presenting Hail the Champ. Hail the Champ, presented by the American Broadcasting Company, is radio's new and only sports fun quiz for the champions of tomorrow, the boys and girls of today. Right now, some boy or girl is going to win the proud title of champ. The champ will have his fondest dreams come true, anything he desires, plus gifts galore. You listeners at home can win, too, by sending in sports questions to be used on this program. And to all of you who send in these questions goes a swell certificate for membership in the Champs Club. But now, here he comes, bouncing with health and bursting with joy, Coach Pereira, better known from coast to coast as Tony.
Hiya, gang! Well, we got a great gang here tonight, and I'm glad to see the whole bunch of you. So let's all get together and have a lot of fun. Now, here's what's going to happen. We've just selected six contestants from the studio audience. We've divided them up into teams of three, and we're going to win through and find out which kid is the champ. There'll be all kinds of gifts, radios, footballs, cameras. And most important of all, whatever your wish is, whatever your dream is, that's going to come true. So get ready for the time of your life. Get set to receive gifts galore. And now, let's go!
A freestyle swimming match. The contestants, Frank Carpenter and Bill Trulock.
Hello there, Frank. How are you?
Fine.
And how old are you, Frankie?
16.
And where do you live?
1440 West 90th Place, L.A.
L.A. Tell me, Frank, what is your particular hobby? What do you like to do best for pleasure?
Build airplanes.
You like to build airplanes? Well, you've been entered here as one of our swimming contestants. I want to ask you this question. What would you like to do if you get to be champ?
Take a special flying course.
Well, just what do you mean by take a special flying course?
Learn how to fly.
You want to learn how to fly? Are you interested in speed flying or stunt flying or just regular air transport flying?
Just learn how to fly.
You just want to fly. Like a Boyd? Just like a Boyd flies?
Yeah, but in an airplane.
Oh, but in an airplane. Very good. Let's talk to Bill a moment. Bill, how old are you?
14.
And where do you live, Bill?
6254 Simpson Avenue.
Fine. Do you have any hobbies?
Yes, photography.
Photography. Have you done much with it?
Well, not much. I've done a lot of reading on it, and I enjoy it quite a lot.
I see you're entered as one of our swimming contestants tonight. You do much swimming?
Yes, I've done quite a lot.
Well, let me ask you this question, Bill. What would you like to do if you get to be champ?
Well, I'd like to take a special photography course from somebody who knows how and get some equipment to work with.
Do you have some particular idea in mind? Do you want to be a commercial photographer? Do you want to get into motion pictures? Or what type of photography work would you like?
Well, I'd just like to do mostly professional and amateur.
Mostly professional, say still photography, that type
yes.
of thing. I think that's swell desires on the part of both of you boys. Now, just to qualify you and warm you up, I think we ought to give you a couple of questions just to see how much you know about swimming.
Our swimming questions are by Dwight Homer, age 12, of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Dwight will receive Dantner Wiki swim trunks and a 5-tube portable radio to play at the beach for his grand question.
All right, fellas, now let's get on with the questions. Either one of you answer up just as quick as you can, and the first one that gets it, well, he qualifies just a little ahead of the other fellow. Here's the first question. If you were about to swim the English Channel, what would your helpers spread on your skin?
Grease.
Grease. Grease is absolutely right. High score, fellas. Now, we want to get on to one more question just to make this qualification set. What's the world's record for the 100-yard swim? Would you say it's about 78 seconds? Would you say it's about 120 seconds? Or would you say it's about 51 seconds?
51.
78. Well, it's 51, and Bill's right. I think both of you boys are qualified. And I think now you're both eligible to be swimmers. Now, I tell you what we're going to do. We've placed on the stage here two tubs of water. And in each one of those tubs, there are 10 ping pong balls. Now, I want each one of you boys to get in front of the tub on your knees. I want you to take the ping pong ball out of the water in your mouth, get up, and put it in the other fella's tub. Now, you want to keep that up. And when the whistle blows, the fella that has the least amount, the very least amount of ping pong balls in his tub, is the fellow that's going on to the winner's circle to compete for the championship. Now, you just told me, Bill, a moment ago, that grease was very necessary for long-distance swimming. So I think at this point, we ought to put a little grease on the fellas here so that they'll be able to handle the water situation in great shape. All right, I think that's very fine. Now, we've got a couple of towels for these boys, so we'll keep them in great shape. There's a towel for each. Now, get down in front of your tubs on your knees. On your knees. That's the idea. All right, here they go. Oh, there was a collision that time. One's gone in, another one gone in. It's gone over his neck. Here we go. They're spitting them at each other at this particular point. You're not supposed to spit them, fellas. You're getting me all wet. One went over his shoulder. That was a terrific one. Over his shoulder. One is on the top of the fellow's neck. That one will count in because he really got it in and it fell over. How are we doing at the present time? We're down at the present time to... All right, let's count. Over here, Bill has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So Bill is the winner. He has the least amount. Let's give a big hand to Bill. Bill's here. That's very fine work. And here we come with Frank Carpenter. Frank, you were in there fighting every minute. I saw that you got the gimmick on that thing. You were spitting him over his shoulder. But you did a very fine job. We have some gifts for you. Frank Carpenter, we have first for you a very fine pair of swim fins. I think you're going to have a lot of fun out of those. And just to keep you going in great shape, we got you the water wings just to keep you propelled, and you hit it with those swim fins, and you'll go to beat the band. And here you are. Here is a certificate for one of those very fine Reynolds pens. And thanks a lot for being such a good sport. Thank you.
Time out for our first non-title event of the evening. The one-man cross-country bike race against time.
Hello there, son. What's your name?
Mike Sanchez.
Mike Sanchez. Where do you live, Mike?
501 East 25th Street, L.A.
Los Angeles. How old are you, Mike?
15.
Tell me, I understand that you're quite a bicycle rider.
Well, yes. No.
Do you have a bicycle yourself?
No, sir.
Well, how do you get the opportunity to practice? I was looking for a man that was really a cross-country bike racer.
Well, I borrow them and... Ran them.
You borrow them only. I mean, they're always returned. Right, Mike?
Yes, sir.
Now, I tell you, we have a champion course here against time. Do you think you'd like to try it?
Yes, sir.
You'd like very much to try. Of course, you understand what we're going to do. We're going to tell you that in the time limit we have allowed, that the record is 10.5 miles. Now, just to encourage you, for every mile that you turn up on the speedometer of that bicycle, I'm going to pay you $2. So it's an awfully easy way to make money. Now, if by accident the big gong rings, the fellow that's riding the bicycle when the big gong rings gets a motor scooter. Now, that may happen now. It may happen next week. Nobody knows when it'll happen. But that's a gamble you're willing to take, aren't you, Mike?
Yes, sir.
Well, let's walk over to the bicycle, you and I, and let's get mounted on this thing. We've got a speedometer on the back wheel. And the moment that you get the signal to go, you keep going. You understand? And I will come over and tell you when it's time to stop. Now, we've got a little bucket here, and every time that I come over and see that you've gone another mile, I'm going to throw $2 in it. Is that agreeable with you? Are you all set, kid?
Yes, sir.
You're ready to go? Start pumping, boy. You're off.
The second event of the evening, the Gridiron Battle of the Century. The contestants, Bill Cordell and Frank Smith.
How are you?
Okay, Tony.
What's your age?
14.
You're 14. Where do you live, fella?
103 Louisiana.
Uh-huh. What is your hobby? Do you have one?
Well, I play football.
You like to play football. Well, you're the man we're looking for tonight. Tell me this, Frank. What would you like to do if you get to be champ?
Go to Catalina.
Do you want us to rent a house for you?
Oh, no.
Oh, you don't want to live in a house. You just want to stay on the beach?
No, I mean, well... Never cost a lot. Well, there.
In other words, you do want someplace to eat.
Well, yeah, I know.
And sleep,
yeah.
And that sort of thing. That's what we'll do for you, Frankie, if you get to be champ. Now, let's talk to Bill here for a moment. How old are you, Bill?
17.
You are? And what's your favorite hobby?
Well, at the present time, Tony, I have no hobby, but I'm going in the Navy, and I feel pretty sure I'll pick up one there.
Yes, I understand exactly what you mean, my boy. But we don't consider those hobbies. I understand you're interested in football, is
yes,
that right?
Yes, very much so.
Bill, I'd like to ask you this question. What would you like to do if you get to be champ?
Well, Tony, this Ram-Redskin game is coming up Friday, as you probably know by now. And, Bob Waterfield, Kenny Washington, and all those big-name players are playing. And I'd like to go to that game and sit on the bench with the players. And before a game, I'd like to go in and listen to the talk that the coach will give the players, and also during halftime. I'd like to get a football signed by Waterfield and Washington and Jack Jacobs and all of... Well, just more or less my ideals. And then if it would be at all possible, well, I've always had more or less an ambition to be a sports commentator. And I'd like to go up and if the program is broadcast about the game, well, I'd like to talk about 3 or 4 minutes on the air, you know, describing the game.
Look, Bill, I think you've lined up a terrific bunch of things. The only thing I take exception is why don't you stick to the football and the coach and not try to steal my job? But if everything works out, Bill, and you get to be champ, that's the thing that's going to happen to you. So we're going to take a moment and have a couple of qualifying questions just to see what you fellas know about football.
The set of football questions comes from Jimmy Dankers, age 16, of Portland, Oregon, who receives a complete football outfit, cleats to pleats, for sending in his questions.
All right, fellas, now we're all ready. The first fellow that knows the answer, just speak up loud and clear. Here's the first question. When the Four Horsemen played for Notre Dame, who was their famous
coach? Newt Rockne.
Newt Rockne is the right answer. I saw you start to say, Frank, but he's a big guy. All right, now pay particular attention to the next question. Our announcer, Herb Allen, is going to recreate a sporting event for you. And in this sporting event, there are certain mistakes. And every time you hear one of these mistakes, I want you to yell up, interrupt him, and stop him. Is that all clear?
Yeah.
All right, now listen, as Herb Allen takes you to the football field and recreates for you a startling play. Take it over, Herb.
Greetings, football fans. Here we are in the fifth quarter of this great game.
Hold some steak. There's only 4 quarters in the football game.
Go ahead. The fifth quarter of this great game, and a large crowd is enjoying a swell contest in perfect spring weather.
Hold it. Football's played during fall and winter.
Spring weather, as two evenly matched nines...
Hold it! Two football 11.
Match nines struggle against each other. The score is Notre Dame 2, Southern California, nothing.
That's all right.
The Irish scored against the Bears...
Hold it! Southern California's the Trojan.
The Irish scored against the Bears on a touchback in the first inning of play.
Hold it. That was a safety.
Well, what do you know? They got them all but one. We ought to get the kids through some kind of an event here. Are you both ready? Let's throw sweatshirts on them. And we have for you a pig skin, but unfortunately, we forgot to take the pig out of the skin. So here's what we're going to do. I want you boys to put on both sweatshirts, and I want you to get inside that ring. Now, the first fella that gets a hold of that pig when we say go... He's the fellow that's going into the winner's circle to be a contender for the title of champ. Now, are you fellas all ready? You're all set? Now, this pig's all grease. There they go. Oh, well, what do you have to say now, Bill?
Try to have me.
You got it. Well, there's our winners going in the final circle. And here's Frank. Frank, you've been a very good sport on this whole thing. And I tell you what we're going to do with you. We're going to give you... There goes your friend. We're going to give you $5 silver for being such a good sport. You keep the sweatshirt, and here's an official regulation football for you. How about that?
Introducing our second non-title event of the evening. Presenting a real champ. A champ who's fought his way back to health. Meet Johnny Lee.
Johnny, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
Gosh, it's nice to see you up.
Same here.
What was your particular trouble, Johnny?
Well, I had a streptococcus and scarlet fever and osteomyelitis in the CD hospital.
What do you mean by CD hospital?
Well, that's contagious diseases. It's a very wonderful hospital and you get marvelous care.
How long were you there, Johnny?
I was there 10 weeks.
And all those 10 weeks, were you laid up in bed?
No, sir. I had to lay flat on my back for 6 weeks, and then I was allowed to get up for 4 weeks.
Uh-huh. And how long have you been out now on crutches, John?
6 months.
And how much longer do you think it'll be before you're up?
Well, most people I've talked to have been on from 1 to 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, Johnny, something that would interest me. When you're in that hospital and you're in bed lying on your back, is there some particular thing that you think that kids in hospitals would like to have to help pass the time away?
Yes, there's many things. They like radios and books and games, anything to pass the time away, anything of any interest. Also, they also like magazines, movie magazines, and Reader's Digest are also important.
Well, tell me, Johnny, if our sponsor sent along to your hospital some radios and some books and some magazines, do you think it would help make the kids
that you've just left a little happier?
I believe so. They appreciate those things very much.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. And one other question I'd like to ask you. If our listeners had some additional athletic equipment around their house, and say they dropped a penny postcard, and some of our gang picked them up and took them to the hospitals in their particular towns, do you think that would help?
Yes, sir, it would. They'd appreciate those things.
That's wonderful, Johnny. Gosh, we're glad that you came and visited us here tonight. We have a few things for you. We think that you'll get a lot of fun out just the moment you're able to throw away those crutches and step out. Here's a complete fishing reel.
Oh, thank you.
Nylon rod. It's got flies in there, Johnny. It's got the whole blooming work. And that's not all we have for you, Johnny. We thought it would be pretty nice that you might like a reflex synchro model camera.
Oh, wow.
Of course, you know, this particular camera is the one that we just use for taking fish pictures, but you take any kind you want. And there's some film for it. And last but not least, how about the circle?
Oh, thank you.
Are you happy with those, Johnny?
We sure are. Thanks so much.
And we're awfully glad that you came to visit with us. And all I can say, fellas and gals, there goes a real champ. Let's give him a hand. I think it's about time we looked in and see how the bicycle rider was doing. Poor old Mike over here, we've almost forgotten all about him. I look on this point at the present time, and I see that the kid has gone 7 miles. 7 miles already, and that's going to pay him a number of $14, and here they go. How do you feel now, son?
Okay.
He's sweating pretty much. Give me a towel. I got to dry him off. This kid is just absolutely frantic. Have you got a word to say, Mike?
Nope.
What do you want to say?
I'll keep going till I'm tired.
Till you're not tired yet?
Nope.
I think you want me to dust you off some more. Would you like a glass of water?
Nope.
Maybe you ought to have a little something to drink. How's that? How you doing? A little bit on your hair?
Yeah.
That's fine. All right, you keep going, Mike. We'll be back to see you later.
The third event of the evening, 3 sets of championship tennis. The contestants, Kitty Culver and Butch Carlson.
Hello, Butch, how are you?
Oh, I'm swell.
Well, that's a cute name for a girl. How did you pick that up?
Oh, Ferdy got it for me.
Who's Ferdy?
Old man down at camp.
I say, how old are you, Butch?
16.
You're 16. Where do you live, Butch?
I live in San Fernando, 16405, Rand Street.
Tell me, Butch, do you have any particular hobbies?
Oh, I like to collect perfume bottles and dolls. That's about all.
Well, some particular type of perfume bottles?
Some particular type of doll? The expensive kind of perfume bottles.
Oh, I see. Do you like the perfume in them?
Oh, sometimes.
Sometimes. Do you have a favorite perfume?
I don't know.
Who'll be gone, Skelk, is good enough for you. I want to ask you this question, Butch. What would you like to do if you get to be champ?
Oh, I'd love to go back to North Dakota and visit some friends there. I've lived there for 15 years and been out here in California for 2 months, and 2 years. And I'd love to go up back there again.
And how long would you like to stay?
Oh, I don't know. For snow and everything else, all the sports.
Well, Butch, if you get to be champ, that's just the thing you're going to get to do. Let's talk to Kitty over here. How old are you, Kitty?
14.
You are, and where do you live?
5757 Tobias, Van Nuys, California.
Fine. Kitty, tell me this. What do you have as a hobby?
As a hobby, well, I like to ride horses very much.
Oh, you do? You've been riding long?
Well, my folks own racehorses, and then they sold them, and now, when I was little, I didn't appreciate them, but now I'm sorry I didn't.
Well, tell me, Kitty, did you ever ride any of these horses in a race?
No.
Did you ever train any of them?
Well, I helped my dad once in a while, but I didn't do any strenuous work.
I see. All right, Kitty, tell me this. What would you like to do if you get to be champ?
Well, I'd like to ride be a racing jockey, just see what it's like. I mean, to really ride and get the thrill out of crossing the finish line.
You just like to be first. You like horses so well, your whole idea is that you'd like to be a racehorse jockey. And I think that'd be something unusual. I kind of hope you get your wish there, that you get to be champ, because I'd like to see a girl jockey. Well, I think it's about time that we put you girls through a couple of qualifying questions just to see if you're ready for the sporting event. Are you both ready?
Sure.
All right, here we go.
The tennis questions are from Dorothy Holbrook of Denver, Colorado. Dorothy will receive a genuine Spalding tennis racket and 1 year's supply of tennis balls for her questions.
All right, now, kids, the first one that knows the answer, just answer up real quick. Why are tennis balls fuzzy?
So they won't slide.
Well, I'm telling you, I didn't have any idea, but that's pretty close, because legally, to catch the wind, to give them control. So that's very much the same idea. I'll call that a tie, and I'm proud of both of you. Now, answer me this. The scorekeeper looks at you and says, that you are love. What does
Hi.
It mean?
Hi.
Good. I think these girls have qualified. Well, now, you kids both know that no really good tennis player ever gets tangled up in a net. That's right, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. Now, let's step over here just for a moment, and we'll get over on this side, and I want you girls to turn around and face me. And we're going to see, now get together right here in the middle of the stage, and we're going to see that nothing in particular happened. You know, the whole idea of this thing, hey, what's happening here?
Well, I got the mic now. This is Herb Allen. Tony got tangled up in the net that the girls were supposed to get tangled up in, and now all three of them are inside this huge tennis net, and they're struggling to get out, and Tony looks like he's... Tony's not doing too good, so both of the girls got out almost a tie. I think Kitty Kober got out first, but I know that Tony got out last.
Gosh, congratulations, Kitty. I don't know how I got in that mess. I came out a poor third. But you're all ready to go into the winner's circle, and we'll see you a little later on. And for Butch, you did a great job. Butch, you beat me out. We have for you a wonderful tennis racket, and it's made by Don Budge. That's the real McCoy, and there's a half a dozen tennis balls. How about that? Oh, let's see what Mike's doing. Mike's in there. Time is up, Mike. You're going to have to stop. How do you feel now, son?
Pretty good.
You do. How many miles have we got on our speedometer? Let's take a look. We've got 9 miles. Mike, that means you've won $18. Let you and I walk over here. I want to pay you off. Come on, Mike. Brother, but you're wet. How was the ride?
Oh, pretty good. Hi, son. Yes.
Well, there you are, Mike. There's 18 silver dollars, and take them all with you. How about that? Let's give a great big hand to Mike, a swell sport. I see you're interested. That's fine, and thank you again very much, Mike. Oh, wait a minute, Mike. You told me you didn't have a bicycle, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
How would you like to own that bike?
I'd like it very much.
You would like it very much?
Yes, sir.
Well, go get on it, kid. It's yours.
Gentlemen, for the championship of the world, the main event of the evening, a battle to the finish over the famed champion's course, requiring speed, skill, coordination, and endurance. Now to hail the champ. The contenders for the champ's diamond belt are our swimming winner, Bill Frulak. Our football winner, Bill Cordill. And our tennis winner, Kitty Kober.
Oh, that's swell. This is what we're going to do now. We're just going to recheck here for a moment. Kitty Corner, you were the girl that wanted to be the girl jockey. Is that right? Your great ambition?
Mm-hmm.
Getting close now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fine. And here's Bill. Bill Cordell, you were the chap that wanted the opportunity of seeing a swell professional game and sitting with the coach. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
Well, you're getting close to it now, aren't you, Bill?
Oh, I hope so.
Well, and here's Bill Trulak. And what was it you wanted, Bill?
Well, I wanted to become a photographer doing the still work with enlargers. And I like to have somebody teach me who knows how.
Fine. Well, now, you three kids all realize you're pretty close to your great ambition at this stage of the game. But we have one more hurdle, and that's the terrific, tough Champions Course. So I just want to take a moment and explain to you actually what's going to happen. Now, as you see, we have three lanes set up here on the stage. You can see that very plainly. And each one of you has now a basketball, each one of you has some crackers, and each one of you has a balloon. Now, you're supposed to go down the obstacle course with the basketball, with the crackers, and with the balloon. But, of course, that wouldn't be much of a contest now, would it?
Oh,
no. No, not at all. So I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll dribble the basketball. That'll keep us busy. Now, there's no sense, is there, Kitty, in hanging on to the crackers? So let's eat the crackers. Shall we do that? That's fine. Now, there's no sense in just running down the stage, so we put a big box in front of each one of the lanes, and you have to go over the box. And if you look down the lane, you'll see a great big barrel, so I want you to crawl through the barrel. Then when you get to the other end, stop, ring the bell, put the bell down again on the bench, come back,
through the barrel, over here, run up to the microphone that's standing right in the middle of the stage, and I want you to take your balloon and start blowing. And keep blowing that balloon, and the first one that gets back to the microphone, breaks the balloon, that's the champ. Now, does everybody understand what they have to do? There's no questions at all, is there? So we're all ready. Get on your marks and get set. There they go, folks. Right, first time. Kitty's gone through the barrel. Kitty's up. Oh, here they're dribbling. Kitty's put her bell back. Little Bill is coming. Here comes Big Bill. Here he comes. Now comes the big contest. Bill is up in front of the microphone at the present time, and he's trying to blow his balloon. Little Bob's got his blown up. Come on, Little Bill. Kitty's standing there. They got too many crackers in their mouth. They just can't hold the balloon. Here goes Kitty. Kitty's almost got hers. Come on, Kitty. Keep going. Keep going. There goes Kitty. Hers is almost broken. And Bill, poor Big Bill can't even get his started. There goes Kitty. She's almost got... Kitty wins. Thanks for all. Oh, hey. The winner and new champion, Kitty Forma.
Congratulations to you, Kitty. You just jumped a foot when that balloon broke. It didn't scare you, did it?
Yes.
Huh? You still eating those crackers?
They're dry.
They're dry, are they? Well, Kitty, you did a wonderful job. And I think before we get started with you, I think it'd be an awfully nice thing if we just took a moment, and in your honor, we gave the two runners-up that did such a swell job, and you know that they did, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just take a moment and give them their prize. Here was Bill Gaudel in football. And for him, we have a swell basketball. We have a terrific softball for you. Here's a regular baseball, and here is a terrific album of records. How about that, Jay? Here was your other runner-up, and little old Bill Trulock, he did a terrific job. He was our swimming entrant, and in your honor, champ, we have for Bill this regulation basketball to take home with him and this terrific Hawaiian surfboard. How about that? And just so you'll be able to operate on a surfboard, there's swim gloves. It'll help you move easier and a certificate for a Reynolds pen. How about it, Bill? Well, I think at this particular time that we ought to get back to the champ and really start talking about things that we have for her. First of all, champ, because you are the champ diamond-studded champ's belt, the one and only... Well, first off, Kitty, here's a complete archery set. A half a dozen arrows, you've got an arm shield, a 20-pound bow, and coming with that, of course, is a complete target. There you are also, Kitty. There's a complete badminton set for four people, rackets, nets, the balls, the whole works. In case you get a little tired playing badminton, here's a regulation Don Budge racket and a half a dozen tennis balls. How you feeling, champ?
Well.
You happy?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. Now, I never saw a girl that couldn't play a little baseball. Here's a regulation mitt and a baseball. How about that,
that's
Kitty?
That's really swell. I never
expected it. Happy?
Yes,
that's
sir.
That's what we want to hear. And we got some more things coming up for you. Here's another terrific camera for you to take a lot of sporting pictures. How about that, Kitty?
Oh,
you like that? You like music?
Yes, sir.
Here's a record album of
records. Oh,
and then also, Kitty, you notice here's your filter radio. That's all right, honey. Don't cry. We're happy. And there's a radio, and it plays records and everything. How about that, darling?
That's swell.
Oh, glad. Now, in case you run into trouble with anybody, Kitty dear, here's a set of boxing gloves. And you just put them on and knock the devil out of them. How about that, honey?
Oh, gee.
You happy, dear?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. And those are the things that we have for you, Angel. And I think we ought to have just one more thing. You did such a wonderful job with that basketball. I think you ought to get to take that home with you because you dribbled it down the court. And that's what you won with. Well... That's our chance. We're not through with you yet. We're not through with you yet, honey. Because now you're champ, and now you get to have your wish.
And you're the little girl that wanted to go horseback riding. You wanted to be a jockey. You wanted to do all those things in horse racing, right? Well, honey, that's what you're going to get to do because you're our champ, and a real champ you are. Congratulations, honey. God bless you.
And there she goes, the champ herself. Now, remember, guys and gals, send in your questions for prizes and gifts galore. To everyone sending in questions, we'll go a certificate of membership in the Champs.